now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is the Roland Trujillo program. Today we're going to talk about, let's begin by talking about a press release that I issued a couple of days ago announcing my support and my praise for the San Francisco Board of Supervisors for their action in which they banned the giving away of toys in kids' Happy Meals. The City of San Francisco, the Board of Supervisors of the City of San Francisco banned toys with kids' meals because kids' meals have not been up to proper nutritional standards. And I put out a press release supporting them in their decision. And so I want to talk about that briefly because I think it's very important. You see, let me read the press release to you. I think that would be the best thing I can do. I'll just go ahead and read the press release to you and see what you think. Educator and author Roland Trujillo, Ph.D., will announce his support and praise for San Francisco's controversial decision to ban fast food restaurants from giving away toys with kids' meals that do not meet nutritional standards. Roland Trujillo will announce his support and praise for the San Francisco Board of Supervisors' controversial decision. Dr. Trujillo states, San Francisco is a pioneer and a leader in the nation. Their concern for the health of children is to be lauded. When asked the reason for his support, Dr. Trujillo says someone has got to care. When industry does not self-regulate or take meaningful steps, and when a large percentage of parents do not get informed and watch what their kids are eating, someone has got to watch out for the children. Trujillo points to another courageous decision. San Francisco also became the first city in the country to require that cell phones sold in the city have information about how much cell phone radiation they emit. Everywhere I go, Trujillo says, I see adults and children with a cell phone glued to their ear. People need to be informed so they can make informed decisions. San Francisco has demonstrated leadership in the area of safety awareness. Now, the reason that I said this is because that's exactly what I think. I think, you know, if parents, you know, when I go to the grocery store, I see what people put in their shopping cart, and most of it is just junk. Absolute junk, big boxes full of junk. And then when people go to the restaurants and eat fast food all the time, well, a lot of it is not that. So if parents are not very careful about what their children eat, they let them have processed food and fast food, which is full of aspartame, full of MSG, you know, and full of who knows what, too much salt, you know, maybe the wrong kind of fat and so on, then it's not good for the children. And when industry does not self-regulate, see, there's no reason why these big fast food companies have to put aspartame and MSG, and, you know, for a long time they were putting the trans fats, the terrible fats, in the food. Well, I think some of them stopped doing that because they've been required to stop. See? And if they put too much salt, way too much salt and so on, well, if they don't care about the children, all they care about is money, if they're greedy and they don't care. See? Somebody has got to step up to the plate and look out for the children. And so thank goodness that somebody is. In this case, the City of San Francisco Board of Supervisors. So I say kudos to them. Kudos to them for caring about children. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a little break, and then when we return, we will talk about my new book, which is called Santa's Take on Parenting. You're really going to like. So I'll be right back after this message. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by Talking Real Player or Windows Media Format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. My name is Roland. This is the Ask Roland Show. We're talking about parenting today. And I'm talking about a book I just wrote, which is a fictional account, a make-believe account of my interview with Santa Claus. Listen to the beginning of the book. This is the introduction. You can imagine my surprise when I began to notice hits on my website coming from the North Pole. A few days later, I received an order for my parenting ebook from someone named S. Period Claus. Frankly, it was only in retrospect that I put two and two together. The obvious conclusion that Santa Claus had visited my website and had ordered one of my books was just too fanciful to even think about at the time. A few weeks went by, and then one spring morning in early May, around 10 a.m., I received the phone call that would change my life. I was sitting at the computer when the phone rang. I finished the sentence I was typing and then answered with the usual Roland speaking. There was a delay at the other end, which I later learned had to do with the distance and phone services involved, and then a booming deep voice announced, "Roland, this is Santa Claus. I wish to discuss a project with you." Whether it was the hits from the North Pole on my website, the book order from S. Claus, or the warm, sincere sound of the voice at the other end, I do not know, but somehow I immediately knew that it was him and no one else. As if we were old friends, he dispensed with formalities and got right down to business. Santa quickly briefed me on the reason for his call. That's the beginning of the book. You see, Santa Claus wanted to speak out about parenting. He wants to help parents because he believes they're a little bit uptight, a little bit too stressed about things, and they need some tips. They need some hints. And who knows more about bringing joy and happiness to children than Santa Claus? And his wife, of course, Mrs. Claus. So, let me give you a little... Let me tell you what my take is on all of this. Would you mind? Later I might give you a few hints as to what Santa has to say. Incidentally, if you want to order the book, it's on Amazon. It's called Santa's Take on Parenting. And the subtitle is Secrets from the North Pole. Santa's Take on Parenting, Secrets from the North Pole. Now, or you could go to the website. You want to go to the Santa's Take website? It's real easy. www.santastake.com. SANTASTAKE.com. Santastake.com. Now, here's my take on the subject. Here's my take on the subject, if you don't mind. My take is this. Speaking as an author, a lecturer, someone interested in parenting, here's my take on the subject. Look, are you familiar with T. Barry Brazelton? Dr. T. Barry Brazelton? I hope you are. Dr. T. Barry Brazelton from Harvard. A wonderful man, a renowned expert on childhood development, parenting. He's a medical doctor from Harvard. He had a wonderful series called Touch Points. You can find it at your library. Books and tapes. Used to be tapes. Now it's, of course, I'm sure, DVDs. Touch Points. And he gave parents hints about, especially parents of little children. You know, kids a year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old. Dr. T. Barry Brazelton. And when my son was little, I loved to watch At that time, it was videos that they had at the library, Touch Points, by T. Barry Brazelton. They're very, very much fun. But he's a very nice man, and he's one of the great experts on early childhood parenting kids when they're little. And he said, I'll never forget this, as long as I live, I'll never forget. And they interviewed him, and he said, you know, what I'd like to do is to give parents some confidence. I would like for them to realize that they can be parents, you know, with a little bit of, take a couple of classes and get some help from some experts and maybe read a couple of books and so on and so forth. And, of course, find out what your mom has to say and grandma has to say and your aunt has to say, your uncle, you know, get some help from those people. They've kind of been there, done that. You know what I mean? And some a little bit of expert advice. Some classes are nice. But basically, he was trying to say, you can do it. You can be a good parent. You don't have to get all stressed out and worry over every little thing. You can do it. You can do it. You don't have to have a PhD in, you know, psychology or something in order to be a good parent. Well, that always kind of struck me and stuck with me because I understand where he's coming from. Because a lot of parents, they get all stressed over every little thing. And then they, instead of using their common sense and their intuition, kind of what they know in their heart is right, or maybe checking with grandma or mom or someone, you know, kind of handling it with, common sense and intuition. You know, it's both a science and an art. A large part of it is art. Instead, you know, they rush off and read some book and then mindlessly apply something that they see in a book, maybe. You know, when they'd be a lot better off just using their intuition and common sense and maybe, you know, maybe checking with their pediatrician or checking with grandma, but not mindlessly applying something that they, you know, feel that they have to, you know, read something in a book somewhere about what to do. You see what I mean? All right. So therefore, Santa Claus, I'm sure, would pretty much give his assent to that. But here's where Santa really, 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 really has something to say. And this is the reason why he, as a matter of fact, why he called me and wanted me to write the book. Because he sees parents being too, well, I hate to use the word, but I'm just going to have to, too harsh with their discipline. Santa doesn't like spanking. Now, I know some parents spank, and I've been surprised to find out that more parents spank than I had thought. I thought spanking had gone the way of the dinosaur. I thought spanking was, like smoking in restaurants. It basically is not, it's frowned upon. It's looked upon as being kind of, old and tired and wrong and an old theory that's gone by the wayside. But I was surprised to find out that parents are still spanking. Well, Santa Claus opposes spanking. He's not in favor of it. He doesn't like spanking. Now, you're going to have to read the book. He doesn't talk a lot about that, but he does talk about timeouts. And Santa Claus does not like long timeouts. He likes short ones because he feels that timeouts can be, they can cause a child to have anxiety. More about this topic after this important announcement. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. This is the Ask Roland Show. Incidentally, if you want to contact me, well, you can go to my website, which actually is coachroland.com. That's easy to remember, C-O-A-C-H-R-O-L-A-N-D, coachroland.com. You'll find the email address there. You can contact me if you want to ask me a question, especially about parenting. But, like I was saying, this new book, Santa's Take on Parenting, it's fabulous. 137 pages. It's available on Amazon. I think it's $12.95. It is a beautiful book, quality paperback. Now, this would be a great book for a parent-to-be. Do you know someone who's going to be a parent? Yourself or your sister, your brother? Somebody you know, a friend of yours, somebody who's going to be a parent? Great book, because it's fun and has a lot of good tips. Has pages and pages of parenting tips. Or, you know, parents that are having issues. You know, issues, you're wondering about discipline, or you're wondering if your child is not listening to you, or that sort of thing. This is a great book. Great, great, great book. Here, let me read you a tiny bit more. Here's a little bit from chapter one. I'm not going to give the whole book away. Read a little bit. Chapter one. Let spurs Santa to speak out. Santa was pacing back and forth in his office, clutching at a letter in his hand. Every two or three rounds of pacing, he would pause by the window for a few seconds, staring out at the snowy winter landscape, and then start pacing back and forth again. Mrs. Claus quietly snuck up the stairs. She had heard the creaking of his boots overhead from her rocking chair in the living room where she was doing her knitting. She stood by the office door and watched him pacing. Finally, she said in a gentle voice so as not to startle him, "What's wrong, dear?" She called him dear. Santa turned and saw the concern in her face. He came over and took one of her hands, putting it between his. He gently patted her hand with his and, with a warm smile, said, "Oh, I guess I worry too much." "What is it?" she inquired. "You're not having supply problems at the factory again, are you?" "No," Santa replied. "It's today's parents. I just don't know what they're thinking." He paused for a moment and then continued, "I just got a letter from Caitlin, my 7-year-old friend in Boston. You know, the one who got an A on her math test?" Mrs. Claus nodded. Her eyes began to twinkle. "She's the one who asked you to buy an iPod for her mom." "Well," continued Santa, "her mom has been making her stay in her room for 30 minutes at a time." And then, shaking his head sadly, he said, "Or even longer." That's the beginning of chapter one. All right. This is a really nice book, and I hope you get it. If you go to Amazon.com, well, yes, you can go to Amazon.com and then just enter in Santa's Take on Parenting, Secrets from the North Pole. Or you can go to the Santa website, www.santastake.com, www.santastake, S-A-N-T-A-S-T-A-K-E, santastake.com. And there you can click on the link. It'll take you to Amazon, and you can look inside the book. That's what I recommend you do, because this will be a great gift for somebody. Christmas is coming soon. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. My name is Roland Trujillo, and yes, in make-believe land, I am the author who interviewed I Went to the North Pole. It was quite a trip. I tell you about it in this book. It involved charter flight, ski plane, helicopter, dog sled. It was really something just getting up there. Then I found out what Santa Claus has to say to today's parents about parenting. Santa wrote a poem. The beginning of his poem says, "A little work, A little homework every day, but be sure to give them time to play." You get the book because it's fun. And the other thing that, well, here's how I envision it. I envision it as a book that will be good for, it's good for parents, obviously, grandparents. It's great. It's a great gift because it's beautiful. It's a beautiful little book. It's quality paperback, but it looks so attractive. It has a beautiful picture of Mr. and Mrs. Claus on the cover. It's a very attractive little book. It makes a great gift, and it's a fun read. So you'll be giving somebody a book that they will actually read and then enjoy reading, and then they'll come back and smile and say thanks. And it's a book, though, you can read it over and over again. Santa's take on parenting. Now, but the other thing I envision it as, you know, it's a very, very special book. I hope you go to santastake.com and then click on the link and look inside. I think it would be a great book to have, for example, at a foster care agency or maybe Child Protective Services, if they have some kind of that they, you know, can lend to people, or they have a lending library, for example, a university program, for example, where they have a program for parents, you know, different counties, cities have programs for parents. And, you know, the classes are great. They have great classes, and there's no substitute for the facilitator, for people that are there and know what they're talking about. Bring it to life. It's wonderful. It's also nice to give them something that they can take home and read and enjoy reading, something they will want to read. And so I think it's really great in that respect. It's easy to read. But it's full of tips and hints on parenting. Now, the other thing that I think it's very good for is that I think it's helpful for parents, parents who are just beginning or parents who are having some issues, who were raised in a home where there was a lot of spanking, a lot of hitting, a lot of yelling, a lot of that sort of thing. And that's all they know. That's all they know. So when they become parents, they get a little frustrated or tired, and before you know it, they start doing what they knew, what they experienced when they were children. And a lot of times it's too harsh, it's too much, it's unnecessary. If they have this book, they can read it, and they can see how you can actually deal with some of these little issues that arise without spanking, without hitting, without yelling. It's a very beautiful little book. So hope I've whetted your interest. As soon as you can now, or when you get home, go to sandastake.com. Sandastake.com. Find out about the book. Maybe order it. I'll be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed today's program. My name is Roland. I am, well, an author and a lecturer, taught at colleges for 20 years, and I'm a board-certified professional counselor with the American Board of Professional Counselors. That's the organization that is part of the American Psychotherapy Association. And I have a master's degree, and I've written several books, and this is my favorite. It is so much fun. I just love it, and I want everybody to read it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.